Blackstone Audio presents The Soloist, A Lost Dream, An Unlikely Friendship, and The Redemptive Power of Music by Steve Lopez. Preface. I'm on foot in downtown Los Angeles, hustling back to the office with another deadline looming. That's when I see him. He's dressed in rags on a busy downtown street corner, playing Beethoven on a battered violin that looks like it's been pulled from a dumpster. "That sounded pretty good," I say when he finishes. He jumps back 3 steps, eyeing me with suspicion. I see the name Stevie Wonder carved into the face of the violin, along with felt-tin doodles. "Oh, thank you very much," he says, obviously flattered. "Are you serious?" "I'm not a musician," I answer, "but yes, it sounded good to me." He is black, just beyond 50, with butterscotch eyes that warm to the compliment. He is standing next to a shopping cart heaped over with all his belongings, and yet despite grubby, soiled clothing, there's a rumpled elegance about him. He speaks with a slight regional accent I can't place. Maybe he's from the Midwest or up near the Great Lakes. And he seems to have been told to always stand up straight, enunciate, carry himself with pride and respect others. "I'm trying to get back in shape," he says. "But I'm going to get back in there, playing better. I just need to keep practicing." "So you like Stevie Wonder?" I ask. "Oh, yes, certainly. You Are the Sunshine of My Life, My Cherry Amour. I guess I shouldn't have written his name on my violin, though." I write a column for the Los Angeles Times. The job is a little like fishing. You go out and drop a line, cast a net. I'm figuring this vagrant violinist is a column. Has to be. "I'm in a hurry at the moment," I tell him, "but I'd like to come back and hear you play again." "Oh, all right," he says, smiling appreciatively but with trepidation. He looks like a man who has learned to trust no one.